This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 24, a fresh start. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 26. The son of Pallu was Eliab, and the sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. The same Dathan and Abiram were the community officials who rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and were among Korah's followers when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them along with Korah, whose followers died when the fire devoured the 250 men, and they served as a warning sign. The line of Korah, however, did not die out. Back in Numbers 16, we looked at the story of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, who rebelled against God's appointed leaders. The consequence of their sin was that the earth swallowed up these men and their families. But there were some in the family of Korah who did not follow his rebellion. Our passage today says that Korah's line did not die out, so not all of his family died with him. Some must have remained faithful to the Lord, and God was gracious to them. In fact, some of Korah's line went on to write a number of psalms. Some of us may have grown up in a family in which our parents did not follow the Lord. Perhaps we did not have many good examples or wise teachers to follow as we grew up. This passage in the Bible reminds us that the unbelief of one generation does not need to be followed by the next one. Today, God calls every generation anew to put their hope in Him and to follow Christ. In His grace, God doesn't hold the sins of one generation against the next. We have opportunities for a fresh start. What legacy are you hoping to leave for your children and grandchildren? If there's been no history of faith before you, you can begin a new legacy today by trusting in Christ. Pray with me. Precious Savior, thank you that your mercies are new for each generation. Help each of us to live for you and your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.